is everyone in the light of the most radiant one. Hello there, dear heart. This is Tiana speaking to you from high up in the mountains and the western slopes of the Grand Tetons. I send you a heart full of love tonight. And I would be very grateful if you would join me in a meditation to open this call and to bring us all together as one heart. So let us take a moment and let us start with the breath. And breathe deeply. And let us breathe as one heart, remembering that we are all connected to that mystical place, that place that is in the center of all of us, that place that knows the truth, that place that loves, and that place that knows we can overcome all. So breathe deeply again, letting go of the day, letting go of your struggles, your concerns for a moment. As we all do this, we open a space so that we can accept a higher vibration, so that we can feel our togetherness, and so that we can do this work together. This Friday night call, this history of Nisara, this one planet that we live upon, that we move upon and breathe upon and have our being. And so for a moment we go into a space of gratitude. We thank this earth that we stand upon, that we work upon, that feeds us and cares for us, our mother. And we connect our hearts with her tonight in gratefulness. We know she is going through a tremendous struggle. Her oceans, her polluted air, the many places where her body is ripped apart and dug up in, taking the minerals and the goodness from her, oftentimes forgetting to give back or to even say a prayer. So we remember our mother, this planet that gives us our bodies, our ability to be in this realm. And we give her a big hug. Imagining ourselves in a circle, we reach out to her with our hearts and with as much feeling as we can muster. And we thank Father Sky, the sun, for its springtime and its bright light and its nourishment. And all things that fly, we look upon the sky and the clouds and the movement of the weather. And we thank the rain for coming, the moisture. And we thank Father Sky, the great creator, source of all that is, Mother, Father, God, Goddess. And all that that means to us, whatever name we call that creative source. And we welcome our brothers and sisters, everyone to our circle tonight. All of the kingdoms, the winged ones and the furry ones and the four-legged and the fishy ones, the deep sea whales, we welcome the dimensional beings, the fairy kingdoms, the angelic realms, and all of our teachers. We invite you to come and be part of this circle tonight. and we reach out to you. And let's just take a moment and place in the circle anyone's name, any concerns for anyone that you have. Silently whisper their name into this circle of the heart. And in that nurturing circle, we ask the light of the most radiant one, that whose ever name is blessed, placed in this circle, be blessed tonight, and lifted up and healed, so that they might go about their lives and complete the things they came to this planet to do. And we send a blessing out, a shout out to the people in Crimea, the people in the Ukraine, the people that are struggling on the planet in so many places. And we can just name the country after country after country after place after place. We are gathering because we are needing to establish a new way of being. And that new way of being comes from knowing the heart. And acting and thinking and moving from the heart. This is what we're being asked to do as a group, as a humankind. I would like to read you some words about the heart. Perhaps these words will touch you and help you tonight. These words were written by Ralph Waldo Emerson. We have a great deal more kindness than is ever spoken. The whole human family is bathed with an element of love, like a fine ether. How many persons we meet in houses whom we scarcely speak to, whom yet we honor, and who honor us. How many we see in the street, or sit with in church, whom though silently, we warmly rejoice to be with. Read the language of these wandering ideas. For the heart knoweth. And it is true when we see with the heart makes many more decisions much differently than sometimes the mind or the emotions. So may this blessing of the knowing heart come into your life, and may we all be blessed with it. As we remember the law of one, that where one is harmed, all are harmed, where one is healed, all are healed. So I leave you with this blessing of the heart tonight. Namaste and much love, everyone. I cast the focus. Rainbird.
Rain, we can't hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hang on a second. I need to go up here.
You get over it.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Okay. Hi, everyone. It's Rainbird here doing the housekeeping. So grateful that you are showing up for the call and showing up in your lives. And this is another way we get to show up, is to take care of the bill we have here with DBS, and that bill is $300 a week, and we are needing $300 right now so to take care of this week. So we are grateful that money has come in, and we caught up to last week. And so let me tell you how we do this. We can do this online at bbsradio.com. You click on Radio Station 2, and then you scroll down, look for the icon for the hard news call on Friday night with Tara and Mama. Would need you to support this one. The icon for the History and the Sarah call with Tara and Rama is also one that will support this call. And the Stargate Roundtable with Marita Pickett is another icon that will support all of us as we support all three of these calls this way. And the other thing you can do is you can send a check, a cashier's check or a money order to BBS Network, Inc. And that way you don't have to go through a bank. You just put Attention Dawn on the envelope and you address it to 5167 Toyon Lane, T-O-Y-O-N-L-A-N-E. And that's in Paradise, California, 95969. And I'll just run through that again, 5167 Toyon Lane, Paradise, California, 95969. And you can also make a note in there that this is for Tara and Mama and Marita's calls. And that helps as well. And that's a good way to do this because that way we don't have to pay anything for bank fees. We can just send the money directly that way. So, and then if you want to make a contribution online at 2013 rainbowroundtable.com, that works real good. And it's actually .ning.com if you need that information, no W. So there you'll find a homepage, and there's a blog section there. You can go just above the blog and see that donate button, or you just click on the donate tab, and you'll get there to Rama's PayPal account. And you can make a donation that way. Also, you can make a email contact. The email address for Tara and Ron is Koran, K-O-R-A-N, 999 at comcast.net. And if you need to make a phone contact, you can call Marita at 317-773-0061. And 317-773-0061. And so that's a good way to, those are all the ways to stay in touch. And if you want to send a check or a money order to Tara and Rama, you can send it to this address, Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M-D-D-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z. And that address is 1704 B as in boy, Llano Street, L-L-A-N-O, and Street. And that's that number 249. In Santa Fe, New Mexico, the zip there is 87505. So that's all the information that... that you could possibly need to send a contribution and do your part. Even if it's $5, it's something and it helps. So don't think that you can't send enough. Of course you can. And it takes all of us to do this, and we're really grateful for all of you for all that you do. And thank you for your paying it forward like this so that we can gather each week this way and have this lovely archives for reference in this amazing time that we're in. It's so exciting. It's Shakespearean time. So I want more of the story. I pass this talking stick to you, Tara and Rama. What's up in the zoo? Greetings.
Greetings.
Greetings and well met, everyone. I think that this is a time where we could certainly use a little upliftment. It is so gnarly out there.
Yes.
I mean, now there's 30,000 Russian troops in Crimea tonight. This is not so cool. And Barack Obama issued some sanctions today.
Yes.
And not Putin himself, although things could change. But individuals that literally are interfering with the sovereignty of a country. And like we said earlier, Yanukovych has been being investigated further, and there's some pretty damning
evidence
against him. Absolutely, indeed. And I would just say that there's a four-day here, a little moment where we can we could probably read this right now because it started last night. So let's do that first, just to set ourselves in the right place, because complaining is the last thing you want to do when you came in here to be the one that carries the light. This is not the time to do that, because the dark side is being the challenge like nobody's business right now. And as we do not meet that challenge, then that does not create a balance on this planet. That's what we need in order to bring this through. And, you know, the galactics are not going to be doing anything when there's this kind of snarly stuff and we're not supporting. You know that, you know, there's a temporary prime minister in Crimea, or leader, I don't know what you call him, because they ousted the entire parliament and the old leader of that sovereign part of, it's like a sovereign nation within a sovereign nation of Ukraine. And like I said yesterday, and there's only a three-person membership in this previous parliament from this party that only represents 3% of the people. And that's where this temporary leader comes from. And they are totally with Russia. And even, you know, though we're hearing different kinds of things, this is a very subtle coup on the United States part, and especially on NATO. And the Tsar completely gets rid of NATO, every square inch of it. It is a criminal enterprise. And maybe some of you didn't know that, but that is the case. And it's been so abused in the last little while. I can think about something called Benghazi and Hillary Clinton using NATO and Barack Obama saying, have a nice day. And she went off to Paris and he went down to Brazil and Chile. And there were no gold fringes on the flags in either of those countries of the United States flags down there. And that has to do with the sovereignty, that there were gold fringes on the flags where she was standing over there in NATO land, Paris. And France is not a pretty picture either, and neither is Britain. And this NATO thing is just as edgy as it can be. And it's really what's pissing off a whole lot of people that have connections with Mother Russia in Crimea and even in eastern Ukraine. And it's been a, you might say it's been a criminal cabal against a criminal cabal, because there is more corruption than you can shake a stick at in Russia. And then multiply that by a million and you've got that much more in the West. So this is the case, and Mr. Putin's not afraid of that stuff. So let's do this little meditation, because war games are not the answer. And please include the Central African Republic. There is Christians murdering Muslims by the bucketful in Central African Republic. Christians, that's, I know that's an oxymoron, but that's the case. It's the Christians murdering the Muslims. So this is called Urgent Message from Anna Merkaba. Triumph, Unity, Activation for the next 4 days from the Pleiades. Dearly beloved children of the universe, the time has come to once again pick up your swords of love and light and connect your channels of communication with the divine to accomplish a significant task at hand. For the time has come for all of you to activate the caudexes, that's C-A-U-D-E-X-E-X, within your subatomical structure, which have indeed been sent to you from the Pleiades. That which we have been in communication with you for months is ready to activate. And as such, we ask that you once again join forces together in a powerful unity and enter the meditative state of positivity, enlightenment, joy, bliss, harmony, understanding, and peace. Disregarding what you are perceiving through your media, you are to stay focused on one goal and one goal only: to be in harmony. For the times that you are entering to be will be tremulous. Much will unfold and much will change, and as such, many more energies will be released for cleansing into your atmosphere. And so and thus, you are to prepare to be in harmony with all that you see. You are to stay free from all judgment. You are to become the observer of all that is unfolding before you, and yet the facilitator of positive and uplifting energies. And so, we ask that you once again to enter a meditative state for the duration of the next 4 of your earthly days. 4 of your earthly days, as the perceived negativity in your world escalates, you are to hold the peace, the joy, the harmony, the bliss, freedom, peace within your spheres of understanding and overstanding of all life. Focus on that which is at hand. Pay attention to the guidance you shall receive from your guides, for you are greatly needed yet again. For there must be a balance, yes, a balance of power. Please understand, dearly beloveds, that you are immensely powerful beings who have come into these times in order to facilitate the necessary changes that earthlings have been dreaming about for eons. And as such, you must remember the training that you have received prior to your incarnations on Gaia. Training to stay in balance, training to stay in love, training on how, capital H-O-W, how to utilize the power of love, understanding, overstanding, In order to influence your immediate surroundings, Gaia, and the entire universe. And so, be ready, dearly beloveds, for the time is indeed now. Be ready. Know that the turbulence that you are about to experience is of the positive nature, no matter what it appears. Understand and overstand that even as your mind perceives it not to be so, it is. For in order for great change to occur, in order for great light to completely anchor into Gaia, the darkness must recede and balance must be restored between darkness and light. For all is in balance, for all it's God's, is God's will. God, Goddess, all that is. For all is one and one is all. Stay in your power. Stay in the light. Stay in balance. And let's breathe to that one, everybody. Hold the vision of the type of now you wish to experience for the next four of your earthly days. Know that we are descending into your atmosphere, stratosphere. Know that you are being supported, and yet understand that you are the ones, the ground crew, that is facilitating all these changes with your energies. Doubt not yourselves. Walk confidently in the direction of unity, peace, harmony, understanding, overstanding for all. That is all that we have for you now. We love you. We are with you. Goodbye for now. On a personal note, once again, I am reposting this from the previous times on how to keep your energy in balance. Here we go. Please do everything possible to keep your energy in balance, in peace, in harmony, in light, in unconditional love. As soon as you begin to feel that you are shifting out of balance, please find a way to rebalance yourself. Do whatever works for you. A really good way that works for many instantaneously, because it works and it aligns every single chakra energy point in your body, is the following. Stand up straight. Put your palms together in a prayer position with your feet and legs touching each other. Close your eyes. Begin to slowly breathe in and out. 7 times. Number 2, in and out. 3, in and out. 4, in and out. 5, in and out. 6, in and out. 7, in and out. As you breathe in, you are to think of each of the chakra colors and breathe into the chakra corresponding to each color. Okay, we didn't do that this time, but on the physical plane, it's Ruby Ray. Let's do it on the etheric spiritual plane. Breathe in Excalibur Blue. And then the next, no, it's the Ruby Ray. Let's start with number one, the Ruby Ray. Then it's Excalibur Blue. And then it's Golden Sunshine Yellow. And the Ruby Ray is leadership. It's love in an unconditional, loving, present way. And it's love through a pure emanation of pure energy, divine energy. That's the only way you can lead. Okay, so then the blue is, it's a feminine, more receptive love, the ability to receive love. The leadership quality is the ability to lead with that love, with that Ruby Ray, with that quality of pure essence, wisdom, knowledge, all of the things that you need to lead, and to be very, very clear that it's a purity of that essence. And the blue is the ability to receive love. And it's the ability to be gentle and to be calm and to be open and to be understanding and to literally know the way of the power of the feminine receptive qualities. Okay? And then the Golden Sunshine Yellow is active intelligence, which is defined as joy. Bliss. Follow your bliss. Everybody, it's time to be bliss balls, no matter what. And if you don't believe it, just do it anyway. You can convince yourself by just being it. Sometimes it takes a little convincing. Sing songs of joy. Okay. And then the next color is emerald green. Okay, so you've got the receiver of love, that's your second chakra. The giver of love is your first chakra, which is a leadership into terms of giving love to an active way of leading into what it takes to make a world work and function, and actively demonstrate that. And the ability to receive love, to be gracious, to be receptive, both of those things, that's the masculine and feminine balance. The third one, again, is the joy that comes from those two things working in balance. And then the fourth one is the center of the heart chakra, emerald green ray. And that's the power of thinking with your heart, which brings about healing of the mind. By thinking with your heart, the healing of the mind takes place. And then the fifth chakra, I know I'm doing this in reverse, but the second chakra oftentimes is considered orange, but I'm putting the blue there. And the second chakra and the fifth chakra are pretty interchangeable. So the orange can go in the throat chakra for having courage to speak your truth. Having the courage to speak the truth, it builds new forms. When you speak the truth and you create the ideas for building new forms that way. Okay, and then the sixth chakra is the it's actually the indigo vibration. It's the ability to see with that third eye. It's visionary qualities. And then the seventh chakra is the violet ray. It's the crown chakra where the masculine and feminine is in perfect balance, which brings that pituitary active gland into place so that you can enter into the nine stars above the crown, which is becoming a addition to your being of a higher form of a DNA human being on the planet. Okay. So then you've got please. As you breathe in, you are to think of each of the chakra colors and breathe into the chakra corresponding to each color. So as you begin with your crown chakra, breathe in the violet-purple color. Okay, then they go that way. Feel your chakra activate by fully focusing on it. Completely feeling the tingling sensation of activation and peace spread throughout that area of your body. As you breathe out, think of everything that is not working for your highest good, leaving your body. Okay. Then there's just another paragraph, and then we can go on. Rama can talk. Continue to do so until you are done with all seven breaths. Then lift your hands up with the palms still touching and spread them open and place your palms on the side of your legs. That is all. You should feel your peace and harmony and balance restore. I love you all, and am sending you each one of you love, light, health, joy, balance, harmony, patience, abundance, and bliss. From the Pleiades, a distant energy healer, channeler, light worker. That's all it says. All right, so I love you all, and I'm going to pass this talking stick to Rama. You can find this at Sacred Ascension Merkaba, Merkaba, .wordpress.com. You're Rama.
I'm not sure where to go with after reading that. The news is what it is. This is the real work right here, right now.
Yeah, but you can do it better when you're balanced.
Yeah, that is true. When you're unbalanced, it doesn't work well.
No.
And that's what the dark side wants. They want us to be totally unbalanced and come from that. I mean, oh my God, what to say about this? I had a little chat with Rana Moo this afternoon again, and I would just say that this story, once again, is about this brinkmanship game Mr. Obama and Mr. Putin are playing with the world. And it's not about nukes. It is about the Stargates and our friends who are not talked about at any level. It is simply that there are many things happening that have to do with the greater understanding that, as full disclosure happens, the real story gets unraveled. And yeah, Crimea wants to join the European Russian Federation, let's say.
Not the European,
the
anything.
Russian Federation.
But that's not really the whole story either. There's some rigging of the game.
And Randy Rhodes today, Rana Moo, also told me this. Mr. Putin floated $15 billion in front of Mr. Yanukovych and said, you take the money or you know what happens. So
when?
In the last week or two.
He took that back. He completely took that back. When Yanukovych fled from Kiev, he said, that's the end of that. That's all been canceled.
And, well, let's just say that's still going on out there.
Well, and I don't know where.
Mr. John Kerry has loan guarantees that are just IOUs. And
what does that mean?
It's what
loan guarantees to himself?
Loan guarantees to the Ukraine. He was supposed to deliver them with his talk over there.
How much?
$1 billion.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And all of it is a dog and pony show about the failing economy here.
You know, there was $11 billion offered by the European Union just yesterday.
Yeah.
So $1 billion doesn't have a
chump change.
Yeah.
And all of this, I keep bringing it back to the Stargates that are all over the Middle East, leading into Russia, leading into Siberia, Mongolia, all these countries. And this is the real story. On Randy Rhoads today, she had Naomi Klein on, and she talked about these issues, why we entered Baghdad, and
which was what, why did we do it, was the name of the documentary.
Rachel Meadows' documentary. Yeah. And it was not about oil. It was about the ziggurats and the stargates and the zero-point
modules.
Well,
that's not what it was about, but that's what she's saying it was about.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's not what she focused on when she did the show.
Yeah. There is a lot.
Yeah, but there was something she said about the ziggurats, Rama. You told me she said something about them right now.
Yeah. She talked about the ziggurats emitting a lime green beam every night and the ships coming and getting recharged over the ziggurats and that they are being seen all the time. No one is talking about this story anywhere in the media. And Iraq is a country that, let's say, it's a very dicey dance that has to do with the ancient story of the Hanging Gardens of Babylon and Mother's People. And during the time of Babylon, it was a beautiful city. It was a spaceport, like what was in Star Wars. And we had comings and goings every single, 24/7. It made Grand Central Station look like a country railroad town. It was so beautiful. I do remember this. Yet the seeds of discontent were seeded by mother's wayward children. And the whole story is about these ancient sidereal technologies that are fully online. And when that story really gets told, then we're on the other side of this. I pass the talking stick.
Well, there was a lot more that happened here today, but let's just, I was just going through stuff last night and looking around and RT, I came across Larry King Live and lo and behold, he had the Dalai Lama on. So it's not very long. So Rama, will you pull this over there and let's go listen to him.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to pull that out. Just got to move this lovely little piece of equipment. And if you can go turn it off and on upstairs, Rama, because Rachel's over, but you have to go upstairs and turn it off while I play this.
Okay. Electricity as we can using solar. At night.
Politicking. As tensions continue to rise in Ukraine, we'll get perspective from two Washington insiders, including the chairman of the House Services Committee and a former U.S. ambassador. But first, I recently had the honor to interview one of the world's great spiritual leaders and Nobel Prize winner. His Holiness the Dalai Lama. We talked about his meeting with President Obama and about the possibility of autonomy for Tibet during his lifetime. And I asked him about the unrest in the world today, including developments in Ukraine. Here's what he said.
But you look at the world, you look at Venezuela, the Ukraine, Syria. You ever think people will stop killing each other?
Right. Vincent, all these, too much self-centered attitude and short-sighted, not using properly human common sense, and too much emotion. Once destructive emotion become out of control, then no room to think normal way. I think 20th century become like century of violence, use force immensely. Never solve problem. You see, violence create unexpected consequences. So therefore, now this 21st century should be, I usually call, century of dialogue. Any problem have to solve through talk. That's the only way.
You recently met with President Obama. What was discussed?
Of course, this third time meeting, even before he became president, as a senator, I met. So I know, we know each other. So I really felt some kind of reunion. And then I want to report what is I'm doing. Three commitments. Number one, promotion of human value. Second, promotion of harmony. The third, regarding the Tibet. Now, political responsibility is concerned. I already retired. The same Dalai Lama, when we met previously, I also have the sort of responsibility of Tibetan political, or say the business. Now, 2011, I completely retired from political responsibility. Not only myself retired, but also almost four century old tradition.
Why?
Dalai Lama institution automatically become head of both temple and spirituality. Now that I voluntarily cease. So I feel very happily or proudly ended in that sort of system. Why? You see? I believe that the democratic system is no matter some drawbacks here and there, but basically best. Because I always telling people, I believe world belongs to 7 billion humanity. Each country belongs to the people. So one time I express in this country, America belongs to about 300 millions of American people, not a Democratic Party or Republican Party.
Why does China care so much about Tibet? It's such a small picture in the world picture compared to China. Why can't they get together?
I think at the beginning, initial sort of stage, that was 1950s. Then the leader, particularly like Mao Zedong, and also Stalin, you see, in their mind, the worldwide revolution is something very fresh. When I was in Beijing, 1954-55, I was very much attracted the thinking global level, at least working class people of the whole world.
That's wise.
Oh, that I think is very, very right. But usually, you see, the working class people, less privileged people. So then eventually, they found a lot of minerals in Tibet. So sometimes some Chinese the experts, they describe Tibet as some kind of the treasure house or something like that. You see, they mentioned that also, I think, one factor.
Do you think, honestly, that in your lifetime, you will see an accord?
Oh, yes.
You do?
I feel. But China is changing.
Have you met or would you like to meet the new pope?
Yes, I'm very, very eager.
What do you think of him?
Wonderful. I think he truly implements, you see, that teaching. The one thing I admire is his dismissal on German, I think, bishop. You see, maybe a very nice person, but his sort of lifestyle, very, very luxurious sort of lifestyle.
Austere.
Oh, yeah. So you see, he dismissed. I think that's very right.
Good point. Last year, Pope Francis criticized capitalism. He said, capitalism excludes the poor, creates new tyranny. You have said the free market can work if it's infused with compassion.
Yes.
You see a dichotomy there between what he said and you said? Or you think it works?
No, I don't think, you see...
Compassion and capitalism aren't often put together.
So anything which can, I mean, which have sort of different aspects. So from one angle, yes, the capitalism only think profit.
Right.
Whereas Marxist economy, you see, think the equal distribution. However, the capitalism in free country, the rule of law, and also, I say, the certain regulations. So also it makes difference. Finally, no matter what system, the person who carry that system with sense of responsibility, sense of concern of well-being of other, then any system can work.
You can catch my entire interview with His Holiness the Dalai Lama starting Monday on Aura.tv. We covered many other areas, including what he thinks of same-sex marriage, more talk on relations with China, and whether there might ever be a female Dalai Lama. It's a fascinating interview. You can also follow me on Twitter at KingsThings, and I'll remind you when the entire interview gets posted.
Okay, everybody, that's ORA.TV on Monday. And so I'll do my listening to find out what the timing is on that. Here, Ronald, why don't you grab this?
Just a minute.
He said quite a bit tonight.
Yeah, he did.
But there's a full interview on Monday. I never saw Aura.tv before, Rama. Did you?
No. This is no.
Well, you might have to look it up.
Yeah.
Just go up there and look up Aura.tv on March 10th. And there's also something, what else does it say down there at the bottom? It says King's Things.
Oh, that's just his Twitter feed.
Oh, that's his Twitter feed. Okay.
Yeah,
I was kind of shocked to see the Dalai Lama sitting there talking to the Larry King. Never mind, everybody. Okay, did you ever? Yeah, you turned it back on. Okay, so we got to get going here. There is one thing else. Harry Reid just completely ripped a new one out of the Congress here this afternoon. He accused the Koch brothers on the floor of Congress of unlawful business practice in an effort to portray the conservative billionaires as election year boogeymen. He charged that Charles and David Koch, who are tied for fourth place on the Forbes list of 400 richest people in the United States, violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, citing a 2011 report by Bloomberg Markets Magazine. Okay, we'll discuss more of this at BBS the next hour, at the top of the hour, but we'll be on the conference line at 213-342-3000. The PIN code tonight is 23-23-23-pound. We'll see you there for the next hour and then back on BBS Radio, best radio in the universe, in just the next hour, top of the hour. Namaste.